Good morning, everyone. This is Elizabeth Gordon, and you are listening to Business Radio X. Welcome to C-Suite Exclusives, and I have got another one of our Atlanta's best and brightest companies to work for exclusive episodes for you. As you might know, Atlanta's Best and Brightest Companies to Work For is an awards competition providing the business community with the opportunity to gain recognition and showcase their best practices, as well as demonstrating why they are an ideal place for employees to work. And with me in the studio today is Ms. Kara Tirano, who is the director of the Atlanta office of CTS Inc., which is a regional IT consulting firm that provides business intelligence, quality assurance, and application integration, as well as software development and portals, and collaboration consulting services to enterprise clients. Kara, welcome to the C-Suite Exclusive Show.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
I'm glad that you were able to pop by. Your office is right across the street from here, us here downtown.
Literally three blocks.
I love it. I love the essence of the downtown excitement. Why did you decide to locate the company here in the city?
When we moved to Atlanta, actually, our first director, general manager, was working out of a carriage house in Virginia Highlands, and we thought that downtown would put us in the vicinity of some of our target customers, as well as some existing customers, which made it really easy to get to their office to perform consulting services. And downtown has been great from a commercial space and embracing us. So when we had the opportunity to expand, we decided to stay downtown versus going perimeter anywhere else. So we are loving our downtown experience.
That's fantastic. So CTS is a privately held regional IT consulting firm. What do you guys do for companies?
We partner in an IT perspective to provide technology consulting. And what we really like to do is do one project well. Initially, our background was software development. And as technology has changed, custom development has been replaced by platforms, off-the-shelf products, and we find ourselves doing more integration around those products, helping present data to executives so that they know how to better run their business, and really just providing technology solutions that allow companies to run more efficiently and more effectively.
So how did this need for providing these services in the marketplace, how did you identify that there was a need for this type of work?
In the early 90s, everybody wanted to build websites, and our original founder started a project with a company, and they wanted to be able to track their access in and out of their building. And they developed an application that was connected to the security system for the doors. And what evolved after that first project was, wow, like, people have challenges in their business life that we can provide a automated solution to. And after that, it grew. And now we find ourselves with companies making IT more strategic, trying to get systems to talk to each other. They have tons of information. We all have tons of information. How do you synthesize that? How do you make sure that the VP of sales is getting everything he needs while the IT team that runs the database has to get that information out somewhere? So how do you do it? How do you extract it? How do you put it in a report that makes sense? And so we have seen a need, particularly in the last couple of years, as processes are becoming more and more automated, that there is just a need for all this information and all these applications that make a company run on a day-to-day business.
IT has become a lot more strategic in the business, where, you know, when it started, it was like, yeah, that's the IT department over there. But now it's connected to every other function within the company.
Much more strategic. And that's where we find ourselves as a regional consulting firm, is being that strategic player to sit down with IT and the line of business and say, here's how we can make this better for you.
Now, you started with CTS in the corporate headquarters in Birmingham, Alabama 7 years ago.
Yes.
And at the time, your work centered around what area of the
I was company? Actually our first recruiter, and I didn't even own a computer. So it was ironic that I was doing technical recruiting. And because we're a consulting company, all of our employees are W-2. They all work for us. So everybody has training options, and it's really important that we find the right fits. And so I did recruiting, campus, and full-time hires for about 18 months, then took over our vendor management and spent a lot of time with Microsoft and other partners that we had from a product specific point of view. And then that kind of evolved into a sales role, which evolved into the opportunity for me to move back to Atlanta because I'm a native. And then kept the sales role, but really, again, enjoy culture, enjoy making sure people know who CTS is out in the community, and then took over the office in January as the director, and now have responsibility for sales and the delivery of our projects as well as personnel.
So you got to see all the different facets of the company and now are leading the Atlanta office.
Yeah, it's like working for a startup within an established company, which is really cool.
Now, the Atlanta office has grown quite rapidly over the last 3 years.
Very significantly. Very significantly.
Tell our listeners just how significantly we're talking about here.
Our headcount from 2008 to 2011 increased over 70% annually on average, while our revenue increased almost 200% year over year during that same time, which aligns with our corporate goals. And then at a corporate level, our revenue increased 25% year over year for 5 years, as well as our profitability. But what we're seeing in Atlanta is like we're the growth market for them. We're helping make that happen much quicker.
Now, managing that kind of growth comes with its own set of challenges. What have been some of the hurdles you've had to jump over in order to keep pace with such a rapid expansion?
Well, that is a great question. And some of the hurdles have been an interesting way to improve our internal processes, particularly having a corporate office. And we actually brought two other offices online at the end of last year, Charlotte and Chattanooga, and are bringing Nashville online this year. And we have a team that sits in Mobile, Alabama. So as we've added offices, the biggest challenge is we're out selling. The leadership in this office is out selling and being involved with customers. And some of the processes that we follow internally have not translated as well. And so we've been adding internal headcount and working on process improvement across the corporation. That's some of the hurdles. And then some of the other hurdles are making sure that the culture is still there even while we're trying to hit our revenue targets and our profitability targets.
So how important are your employees to the success and the continued growth of the company?
Well, as a consulting firm, the only thing that we give you is time. And at the end of that time, there should be a solution that is in your systems that works. It's not something that I can hand you. So our employees are vital to our success because we sell time, and it's their time. And so we make sure that we train them and that they're having a good time while you're still working your 40 hours a week. So our mission is to provide superior solutions to our customers and careers for our employees. And the success on both fronts becomes cyclical, and in turn it creates profit. And then it allows CTS to help grow our communities. And the success and growth of our Atlanta office is directly tied to the contribution of our team. Any success we have is our success that we achieve together.
So I'm thinking that since your employees were such a differentiator in the marketplace and of such high value for you, is that what motivated you to get involved in Atlanta's Best and Brightest? How'd you find out about the competition?
We had won a few awards last year, which we had never applied for before. We were recognized as one of the Inc. 5,000 fastest growing companies in the country. We made it onto the Atlanta Business Chronicle's list of best companies to work for in Atlanta for our first time that we were ever nominated. And
that's awesome.
The Best and Brightest is growing in Atlanta, and we actually received a letter saying that we had been nominated to participate. And since culture is so important and we feel like we are a best and brightest, we reviewed the requirements, and you asked the question about some of the challenges with growth, and we realized that even while we were growing, our recruitment and our retention strategies and our benefits were really good, and that we had this great culture, this high growth strategy, and some really good processes already in place, and we feel like we're a best and brightest, and what better way to showcase it than to win something, we hope, in June.
Well, it's an honor to be nominated. And yes, it will be an exciting competition in June. Business Radio X will actually be broadcasting live from the event.
Wonderful.
To cover who gets named the winners. But it is a great program and growing here in Atlanta. Now, do you know how stringent the Best and Brightest analysis and selection process is?
I know that there is a 60-plus question survey that our employees are going to answer. So that's fairly time-consuming. And we also are responsible for putting together a survey about metrics from an HR perspective. And what's great is some of them we have not captured. I mean, we've been doing internally salary analysis and a variety of things across our entire company, and we are finally ready to submit the survey back to Best and Brightest, which is good because it's due tomorrow. But it is, I think we've had
perfect timing.
I want to say I started the process, and I think that now we have probably six people that have been involved to help us get across the finish line and be considered.
So you've put some time into completing all the, it's not just a, you know, yes, no, yeah, mail it back kind of a thing.
It's definitely, you have to prove that you're a best and brightest, and in our gut, we know that. So now we want to be able to show the numbers that match that gut feeling.
Right. Well, internally, what are some of the things that you do to provide benefits to employees and to nurture the culture that you've created?
Well, we have some different things that we do from some of our other offices, and across the board, from a benefits perspective, you know, we quarterly meet with our employees to share our goals and how those roll up from a company perspective down to the offices. We want everybody to know how their individual contributions make us achieve success. And then over the course of the last year, as we've grown, we've been able to offer our employees a fabulous national health insurance plan that's low cost to them and includes dental and vision, as well as life insurance policies and a profit-sharing 401k program. We have talked several times about training. We highly encourage it. We pay for technical certifications, as well as offer bonuses when certifications are completed. Employees are eligible for finder's fee from both a sales perspective and a recruiting perspective. And we have travel differential for employees that are not working at the office but are at a customer site. And that's even within Atlanta. So our office is here. And if you're working at a customer in Marietta and that's X number of miles away, you get paid additional money to your salary, as well as concierge services. Like, we work in consulting, and sometimes that means you have over 40-hour weeks, and what we don't want you to do is feel burned out. So when those happen, you're eligible for a concierge service, and that's dry cleaning, gift certificate, money for a babysitter, getting your car cleaned, having your lawn mowed. So we try and compensate people from that perspective as well. And then we have, across the board, monthly funded Fun Team events. And in Atlanta, we clearly have a lot of options of things to do. So we go and see the Braves play. We decorate Valentine's Day cookies. We go to the movies in the afternoon. And then we do the things that we think are just fun that the employees may pay for. But we went to the food trucks at Underground Atlanta last Wednesday. And if you haven't been, it's fabulous. We have happy hours in the office. We have a weekly Fashion Friday challenge where the winner gets an iTunes gift card. And it started because we wanted to wear Argyle, so we had Argyle Friday. Those pictures are all on our Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter accounts. And then in Atlanta, we do a monthly award that we hand out in our informal meeting. We have the Hot Dog Vendor Award and the Cal Ripken Award, and you get to take them to your desk. And then we try to discuss a variety of non-technical topics because they're receiving – our consultants receive a lot of technical leadership from a training perspective. But, you know, if you are a 25-year-old and your background is all .NET development, how do you know anything about leadership or negotiation or conflict resolution? So we try and talk about those for 30 minutes every month to give people other training options. Tomorrow we are doing breathing exercises. We have someone coming to teach us how to breathe through challenges. And then our office also has our office dog. We have a video game system and a flat screen TV, and we have a saltwater moon jellyfish tank. So
this is really a radically different culture than most people picture when they think of going to work, right?
It's the office dog is mine, and he came in today, and they had cut a CTS koozie to put him in as a jacket. And all I can say is it's a good stress reliever.
Do you find that happy employees perform better?
Absolutely. People, when they're asked to then put in a few hours on a weekend, or there's a late night, or, you know, they need to come in early for a sales meeting, if people are happy, then it just reinforces the fact that they want to do a good job. And my opinion is, if you're happy, you work hard, the money will come. And I think we're kind of seeing that. Like, we're seeing our success from a financial perspective, but for the most part, everybody seems pretty happy.
So what, I mean, you're hiring a lot of Gen Y types into the organization, into the role of consultant.
We are. We hire a lot out of college and then grow people. That was actually one of the hurdles that we faced when we were growing so quickly here in Atlanta, is we needed the experienced people. Everyone we ask has, you know, a four-year degree. That doesn't necessarily mean you need a degree in computer science. If you have a biology degree, but you've been working in Microsoft SharePoint for 5 years, you know, that's the type of person that we're looking for. And what we're seeing right now is that we have a great team that's promoting quickly because we're seeing a lot of opportunities. And so, yes, Gen Y for sure, college students for sure, but then experienced people that may be ready to do something that they've done for a long time, but in a little bit of a, as you said, radically different work environment.
I like it. Now, what do your customers think of all of this?
We had some concerns about a customer being in the office the other day with the dog in there. So we put the dog in a polo shirt, and he thought it was fantastic. We had customers that participated in our Argyle Fashion Friday. One of our customers wore unmatching Argyle or mismatching Argyle so that he could have the most entries into our drawing to win the gift card. So I think that they are
They like it. They're jumping on board.
Like, we're excited, and so they're excited. And the guys and girls that I work with, or women, do a really good job of letting customers know that they need to be back in the office. And we actually have a customer that jokes and says, okay, well, you know, have fun going back for your flag burning, your Google party. And we just laugh. And, you know, at least he always smiles about it. And I told him he's always invited. So I think that, you know, we talk about it, and people seem, after they get over the fact that it could be a little crazy, they see that we're having fun. And because we're having fun, we work hard, we play hard, we deliver well.
Well, it seems like the work environment has changed over the last couple of economic cycles, as we've seen the effect that people's attitudes and their stress levels has on their overall performance.
Yeah.
So as you look at growing the company, because as the director of the office, you're obviously tasked with increasing revenue and profitability of the company, what are some of the strategic things that you're doing to increase the presence of CTS here in Atlanta and get more customers?
From a PR perspective, we've really made a foray into social media. I would not say that we're great at it yet, but really LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook. When we do something, we have a CTS running team. We make sure that that gets posted on a Saturday and that people can see that we have our matching shirts and we're doing that. We've also gotten really involved with TAG, the Technology Association of Georgia. TechBridge is a nonprofit that we've done a lot of work with. We have several people that sit on boards for all of those organizations. We are using CAP as a way to share our story, the Central Atlanta Progress Group, because they love a great downtown story. And
absolutely. We've had Central Atlanta Progress come on here, and they are really excited to see more companies in high growth mode locate their Atlanta office right downtown.
And then because we've delivered well on projects, you know, we have been asked to sponsor the CIO of the Year Awards. And all of these things are just helping us get visibility. We've been much more targeted on, you know, how do you make the most of less when it comes to a budget from a marketing perspective. So the TAG is great. You can submit PR press releases as a member at a certain level. The City Biz Journal that goes out is another great way. Then opportunities that present itself like this. I mean, we jump at the opportunity to come and talk about ourselves on Atlanta Business Radio X. Why wouldn't we?
That's terrific. Well, we're glad that we had the opportunity to find more about CTS and learn what's going on and hear your success story. Kara, we're almost out of time, but I wanted to ask you for a C-suite tip. We like to ask all of our executives if for one valuable piece of advice that they may offer to somebody who's a little bit more junior but looking to evolve into a role. So somewhat of a leadership tip, if you will.
My leadership tip that I gave yesterday at the University of Georgia is be prepared. Read a lot. And when you read a lot and are prepared and listen, you always come across as very polished.
Nice one. So as you're involved in the community, what are some of the community events that you have upcoming that you want to give a promotion to?
Upcoming, we are going to be at the Digital Ball, which is TechBridge's event. Tomorrow, we are going down to the Sweet Auburn Curb Market to have $2 lunch specials at all the restaurants. We are trying to target our May give back to the community. So we're looking at a variety of things like having the bone marrow crew, the National Bone Marrow, come and test everybody in our office for if you could be a match.
Right.
And I'm trying to think, what else are we doing towards the end of the month? We have to go to the Braves. We're running a race on Saturday for the Dental Dash for Disabilities. Who knew? And we've got people's families involved in that. So we are out and about. So when you see us, say hi. We generally have on matching clothes. And
well, I definitely am probably going to see you guys now out and about in the city. And I'm curious how you find time to do so much. You're such an active leader of the enterprise. You're not locked up in that C-suite. You're out there meeting people, getting involved with employees, and getting involved in the community. How do you find the time to do all that?
My office is really nice, and I wish I spent some more time in it. It's important. Like, I'm very passionate about what I do. I love who I work with. And so I have a crazy calendar that people help me manage. And the team is great. Like, they're willing to offer feedback. And emails sometimes get answered late at night or early in the morning. Luckily, I don't need a lot of sleep. And I've run my entire life, and so I've always been used to being, like, on a pace and having a goal. So I put the running and align it with my work schedule. But it's not always easy to make time. Rapid prioritization of an email list, I think, is the key.
Well, congratulations on all your success and on making it look easy, even though
you.
I know it's not.
Thank you.
If people want to find out more about CTS and the regional IT consulting work that you provide, where can they go?
Our website is www.askcts.com. www.lizbethgordon.com, and they will find all the information there, including links to each of our offices, our career opportunities, and all of our current press releases, as well as our social media feeds.
Fantastic. So they can follow you?
They can follow us.
All right.
There's also a Tumblr account out there, The Corporate Dog. And if you are really interested, you can totally watch our office shenanigans.
I might have to look into that. That it sounds just too tempting.
It's
you've hooked me.
And we still are doing well. So first quarter, our revenue is up in our office 257% from where it was last year at the first quarter.
Fantastic. So CTS continues on a high growth path.
We continue on a high growth path.
And creating more jobs here in Atlanta.
Yes.
We'll have to do an update back with you in another couple of months, see what you're up to.
I would love it.
Thanks so much, Kara Tirano, Director of the Atlanta Office of CTS, Inc., for joining me here in the studio.
Thank you for having me.
This is Elizabeth Gordon with Business Radio X, and you're listening to C-Suite Exclusives. Check out more Business Radio X shows at businessradiox.com, and we will talk to you next week. Keep on the-